Treasury Salute, a program of the United States Treasury featuring Robert Merrill, Bill Adams, and the Treasury Orchestra under the direction of David Brookman. Buy bonds and more bonds. Let's all back the attack. Buy more than before.
How do you do? This is Bill Adams. For countless thousands of years, man has fought wars. His commanders have won earth-shaking victories. But against one enemy, even the most brilliant general has had to surrender his sword. That enemy was disease. It was in the Spanish-American War that the generals turned to the disease-fighting doctors and said, "You are a part of the high command." It was thus that Major Walter Reed came into history and stayed an immortal. Today we salute this engineer of health, a man who has made life more secure for millions, who has made the winning of this war a thing of less chance and greater surety.
When you hear them bells go ding-ling-ling, oh, joy round and sweetly you must sing. And when the verse am through, in the chorus all join in, there'll be a hot time in the old town tonight. Ding-ling-ling, oh, join round and sweetly you must sing. And when the verse ends through, in the chorus all join in, there'll be a hot time in the old town tonight.
Figures don't lie. In the figures of the deaths among American soldiers during and after the Spanish-American War showed that more men died of yellow fever than of bullets. And when Major Walter Reed arrived at Camados, Cuba, in June of 1900, soldiers were still dying, and not a soul in the world knew how they contracted the fever. Of course, every doctor had had his own opinion. It was contagious through clothes worn by stricken men, or it could be killed with sulfur smoke, or it was a hot vapor in the air. But no one really knew. And in all honesty, Dr. Reed didn't have the vaguest idea. There was, however, a funny, crotchety old doctor in Havana who kept crying over and over that yellow fever was called by a mosquito. But nobody listened to old Dr. Finley, except Walter Reed, who was a very big man, big enough to know how much he didn't know. So after 18 months of trying to find the germ in the stricken blood of dying men, Walter Reed and his fellow doctors, James Carroll and Jesse Lazier, decided to investigate this mosquito theory. You probably think that was an easy choice, but consider this. No animal ever contracts yellow fever. No guinea pigs or monkeys or swine. Only human beings. That meant that if they were to solve this plague of yellow fever, they'd have to use live, healthy, mature human beings. There's no doubt that Walter Reed fought with this problem many hours, pacing the still quiet of the summer Cuban nights in the agony of indecision, not hearing the music played in the plague-filled air. Music like Pan Americana. for the moment, suppose yourself to be Walter Reed. You stand in the tent-topped hospital in Cuba, see the line of beds. You stand aside as the 20th man that day is carried out feet first. You add up the total number and shake your head. You let your thoughts encircle the globe. Millions die each year. Millions of good people with children and homes. You project your thoughts into the future. Your job is to help make a safer world. And no matter how much you hate hurting people, and you do, that's your job. So you go into your office where two men are waiting, a soldier and a civilian clerk. These men are volunteers. You say, "Gentlemen, do you realize the danger? I intend to let an infected mosquito bite you." Private Kissinger and Citizen John Moran of Ohio agree only on condition that they do so without compensation. "Gentlemen," you answer, "I salute you." 2 weeks later, Kissinger is bitten by the lethal bug, packed full of a fresh meal of dying soldiers' blood. In 7 days, he is racked with fever. But he lives, proving the theory of mosquitoes. He lives to hear music again.
"Goodbye, Dolly, I must leave you, though it breaks my heart to go. Something tells me I am needed at the front to fight the foe. See the soldier boys a-marching, and I can no longer stay. Hark, I hear the bugle calling. Goodbye, Dolly Gray." Something tells me I am needed at the front to fight the foe. See the soldier boys a-marching, and I can no longer stay. Hark, I see the bugle calling. Goodbye, Dolly Gray."
Scientists don't prove a thing by one experiment. One mosquito didn't solve the yellow fever problem. Walter Reed, having set out upon a course, pursued it with more volunteers, some of them Cubans. He had to prove that clothes weren't carriers of contagion. So he had three men live for 21 days in a hot room filled with blankets, clothes, bed sheets, in which men had died in agony, things spotted with blood and filth. In the next room, he put Mr. Moran, a room clean to the last inch, cool and comfortable, with only one fault. It contained several infected mosquitoes. Moran got the fever. The other men didn't, which proved that a pest hole without mosquitoes was safer than a clean house with them. Well, in the end, Walter Reed found out what caused yellow fever. With determination, it could be wiped off the face of the earth. So when he died in 1902, he died knowing he'd done a great thing. In this war of movement and width, the moment our forces have gained an objective, they open up a second front on mosquitoes. Every soldier is a mosquito hunter. It is a total war on yellow fever. Thanks to Walter Reed, the enemy cannot enjoy the satisfaction of a buzzing fifth column where American troops are fighting.
"Let's bring you glory, oh glory, the flag of our America. Let us show the world a big parade of men that have the stuff that heroes are made of. Let's bring you glory, oh glory, with friends and courage we'll win through. So wave on, oh glory, and with the help of God we'll bring you glory to you." Thank you. show the world a big parade. Oh, bands that have the stuff that heroes are made of, that bring you glory, oh, glory. With faith and courage we will go. So wave on, oh, glory, and with the help of God we'll bring you glory.
Thanks to the courage and determination of Walter Reed and his associates, one mortal enemy of mankind has been conquered. Thanks to the heroic bravery of our fighting boys today, the enemies of the world will be conquered. But those boys of ours must have our help here at home. And our help means our money. So get behind the Fifth War Loan Drive with every dollar you can dig up. When a war bond worker comes to your home, sign up for twice the bonds you bought in the last drive. Back the attack. Buy double the war bonds you bought before and do it now. The United States Treasury thanks Robert Merrill and Bill Adams, who appeared on this especially transcribed program. The Treasury salute was written by Forrest Barnes and directed by Paul Lewis. The music was conducted by David Brookman. This is Vincent Connolly speaking.